And now it's time for a dangerous idea.
I'm Stephen Eric Clark, author of the novel Sweetness No. 9. My dangerous idea is to break up the United States into at least a half dozen different countries. I'm sure many of you hear that and think it's the most unpatriotic and un-American thing imaginable. But if America was built on the principles of personal freedom and innovation, I would argue that a handful of smaller, less centralized countries would improve upon the arrangement we currently have. I do wish that we could still debate and develop bipartisan support for a wide range of new ideas, and with the culture of gridlock in Washington, I don't think that's possible. We're as deeply divided as I remember us being, and our differences are often as geographical as they are political. We speak of red states and blue states, the coasts and flyover country, rural interests and urban. Well, what if we created a system whereby there was more consensus built into that system? What if New England was one country and the Pacific Northwest another? What if California and Texas were not states but nations, and the American South a country that could implement social changes that would be embraced there but rejected elsewhere? In the last decade, I've heard a lot of talk about the need to fix the immigration system and the IRS. The public has rallied for and against gay marriage, demanded an end to the war in Iraq, and action against global warming. We won a lot, but we rarely get very much, and when we do get something drastically different, like Obamacare, it's usually a watered-down derivative of a better idea, something that makes few people happy. I say the size and complexity of our nation, far larger than the original 13 colonies, plays a part in our inability to bring about anything more than a loud argument. We've become like a battleship. It takes a long time for us to turn around and chart a new course. Some people would say that's how any good democracy should be. If you can bring about change too easily, you could easily turn your back on your nation's most basic principles. But I would argue that while there are things we need to protect, there is also a need to do more than we're doing today. The demands of our time, global warming, income inequality, are too great for us to sit around discussing changes that never get brought about. Remember, bigger things are not necessarily better. Internet companies know this. Even giants like Google encourage their engineers to work in small teams, believing this will lead to improved productivity and more innovation. The same is true for countries. If 6 or 9 of them emerge from within the borders of the former United States, a community of competing ideas could emerge. Is a single-payer system of healthcare best? Should abortion be legal or illegal? Should more be done to make our lives and cities more green? If we retained freedom of movement, we'd be able to vote with our feet. If we didn't like what our smaller, more nimble representative government was doing, we could move to a region more aligned with our ideas. As for the consequences on the global stage, one of the emergent countries couldn't expect to wage an endless war or exert the influence of a single superpower. But some might say that would be a good thing, too, as it would foster a need for more coalition building.
That's novelist Stephen Eric Clark. For more dangerous ideas, check out our website, ttbook.org.